This is Decentralized, the Decentralized Trials and Research Podcast. We gather here with friends and guests to talk about the latest ways to make research and clinical trials around the world more inclusive, more accessible, more resilient, and more sustainable, all by using decentralized methods. This podcast is recorded live on Clubhouse every Friday, 12 to 1 Eastern, on the TGIF DCT show at the Decentralized Trials Club. You can join the live sessions and add your voice every Friday at noon Eastern time with the free Clubhouse app by following the Decentralized Trials Club. And of course, subscribe to this podcast on your favorite platform to get notified of new episodes. Following the club and subscribing will also help you stay current for any of the bonus content we may drop. And now, it's time to decentralize. Hello and welcome to Friends in the Community. You've landed here on Decentralized, the podcast for DTRA, which we've always called DTRA, the Decentralized Trials and Research Alliance, but this is actually a special podcast where we can share a couple of updates on our work, priorities, initiatives, and identity in 2026. One of the reasons that identity is shifting is one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you all today, because in 2026 right now, we are excited to share that the D for DTRA is diversifying. And while it started off just focused on decentralized, we're now excited to share that our D is for digital, the Digital Trials Research Alliance, still DTRA, still found at DTRA.org, but indicative of a more diverse scope that I sense DTRA has been taking on already over recent years. Amir, can you share a bit more color on why the change and why now?
Absolutely. And I think we're all very excited, both as all our membership is around this change. What I would say is I'm very proud of the fact that since our founding, we've delivered on so many major initiatives. This is all the more remarkable as all the experts and leaders involved have really been doing this as volunteers. So it's really remarkable what we've managed to achieve since our founding. Now, as our members have seen this success, they've naturally asked us to tackle more and more issues. And this has been increasing our scope. And based on feedback from all our members, it seems a very natural evolution to really evolve the D in DTRA from decentralized to digital to really reflect the work that we've been doing. And I think people wonder what digital means sometimes. I think it's an extremely broad term. For us, it's not just about technology. And it certainly has not been solved, despite all the companies working in digital, the number of years. I think there's a lot of work to do. And frankly, with new technology developments like the latest iterations of AI, the need for a neutral party to coordinate and think about how we go forward, it becomes even more critical.
You put that so well that, you know, DTRA from its founding has been a member-driven organization. And our members who are leading and owning decentralized elements in their organizations, most of those folks also own other areas around digital. And so that evolution for us has been gradual. But as we look at our initiatives, our communities, our circles that pick up on real-world data, real-world evidence, AI, and I think there was a bit of a cleanup, if you will, for us. Do we own that and embrace this evolution, or do we kind of carve back and retreat back to the name decentralized and only work on decentralized initiatives? But I'll share that, you know, one commitment that our members were very clear on, decentralized is still a cornerstone resident of our initiatives and our mandate here at DTRA. Excited to see this broader digital scope, but really excited to know that all of this coexists with decentralized as a cornerstone for who and what we are going forward.
And what I would say about that, by the way, is that our mission and vision can remain completely the same, right? Access to all, et cetera. So I think that's very much within our original mission vision that has not changed.
Yeah, our operating model doesn't change. We're still A public-private partnership with FDA, a nonprofit membership organization, our stakeholders that we represent remain the diverse membership base that we've had from our founding. Biotech, pharma companies, tech companies, CROs and other service providers, health systems, research networks, government agencies, nonprofits. Those are who we continue to represent, just with more clarity that all of the initiatives that we lead today have a place in this broader house.
And as you know, we've been sharing this with our leadership council, and the level of enthusiasm and sort of resonance has been really quite gratifying.
It has. And I know, Jane, you've been digging in a little deeper as we are going through this expansive stage at DTRA, looking at the scope of initiatives, both existing extension, line extensions, but also new areas. What are some of the signals you're starting to see as you're having these deeper dives with many of our member organizations at DTRA?
Thanks, Craig and Amir. So some of it is truly an evolution of work we have done together already. So for example, some of you know we've been working on this concept of bring your own technology for a couple of years now. And that means how might sites use the technology they've already qualified and are used to? How could they use them in a sponsor trial for registrational purposes rather than having tech imposed on them by sponsors? Why is that important? Because all those technology platforms add friction. If we can reduce the friction, we probably increase adoption and quality. What's cool about this as we evolve into digital is that I see a growing interest in that BYOT and the need for it across the whole set of domains in the ecosystem. And patients, they shouldn't care, of course, but sites definitely want it. They're really tired of what they call the screen-to-screen entry. Sponsors are increasingly interested in it, and we're getting clear signals from regulators, my interpretation. When you look at that real-time clinical trial data pilot proof of concept, they're pretty interested in that too. So we're going to continue with that work. Similarly, last year, we worked really hard. I can't take any credit. The team did all the hard work to build the DHT tube stop, which aligns with and is a cousin to the DCT tube stop. And it's a good starting place to help teams who are thinking about using DHTs consider the elements that need to go into their trial design and execution planning and conduct. And in an evolutionary step, our members told us, hey, you know what we're still missing? How do we choose the fit for purpose DHT for our setting, for the context of use? There are lots of tools out there, and other organizations have built some wonderful things that are already in the tube stop, but there's no actual decision tree to help me with my study team figure out, should I use this shiny object that just got surfaced to me, or is there a different DHT that might fit better? And then there are some whole new domains of work that we might be entering into because the members are really curious. That AI topic comes up quite a bit. How do you know if your AI agent is giving you what you expect, need? Is it giving you answers that are, I will say, directionally helpful? I won't use the word correct, but there is no real clear way to understand, should I, my word, trust the output of this agent as I'm making decisions? Now, you can probably expand on that better than I, Craig.
It sounds like there's a host of areas that our members are excited about, already leaning into. Some are natural extensions of work we've been doing. Some may be some new areas that we can take on. But I love that you call out the tube stop because that is a constant reminder for us on the DTRA team and our entire community. We start with the landscape. We start by understanding what already exists for tools and resources, and we amplify those, right? We're not in the business of doing redundant work. Then we focus on filling the gaps that continue to exist. And the tube stops are a great visual demonstration of all of that. So it sounds like, Amir, we've got a number of things to look forward to this year. Folks can keep following us on LinkedIn and stay tuned for updates that we'll share here through TGIF going forward. We'll have our circles for our members to continue to engage in many of these topics. For many of our members, you've already answered the call about helping us with your ideas as we go through this expansive stage before now we start to contract and tighten up work. And of course, many of these themes will continue to be carried forward in our annual meeting in November over in Cambridge. Any other watch items for folks in our community? Any other takeaways that you want to leave for them today, Amir?
I think I'm glad you mentioned our November meeting. I think it's going to be probably a very diverse set of topics we address in November. I also think that obviously some organizations who previously didn't feel they fitted with DTRA and can now very much resonate with our work and help us. So I think it's just going to be a busy year trying to really narrow down what specific things within digital are most in need of help and how we can really help our membership organizations come together and collaborate.
I'm excited to keep working with this team and our members as we go through this listening stage and then start to convert those insights into actions and roll forward together and, you know, continue to support our mission for with this community of making research more accessible, making these tools and resources more accessible for all in the research community. Jane, Amir, it's time to get back to work. So for everyone else out there, I'll let you get back to work or lunch or coffee or whatever it is that that you do while you're listening to us. Thanks again, and as always, reach out whether through email, LinkedIn to Jane, myself, Amir Kalali, or feel free to send an email anytime to secretariat@dtra.org. Thanks all.